Welcome, everyone, to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. We're diving deep today into dual citizenship in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
It's something we get asked about a lot at Harley Miller,
mm-hmm.
one of Vietnam's top law firms. So, you know.
It's a popular one for sure. Lots of people are curious.
Yeah. So we figured it's time for a deep dive, you know. Like, can you even have dual citizenship in Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
What are the pluses and minuses?
Right, right.
How does Vietnam compare to, like, his neighbors on this?
Mm-hmm.
Lots to unpack, so let's get right to it.
Yeah, jump right in.
Okay, so first things first.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you're someone, right? You love Vietnam, thinking of making it home, like permanently.
Yeah.
Is dual citizenship even on the table?
Well, so the Vietnamese law and Vietnamese nationality, that's like, you know, the rule book on citizenship here.
Right, right.
It's pretty clear. Vietnam generally does not recognize dual citizenship.
So no two passports allowed, huh?
Basically, yeah, the general rule is no, but there are some exceptions, like specific cases where it might be possible.
Okay, now we're talking exceptions, huh? What kind of exceptions?
Okay, so let's say a child is born in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
To a Vietnamese mom and a foreign dad.
Yeah.
That child might be able to have both citizenships, but just until they're 18.
Oh, wow.
Then they got to take one.
That's a tough choice, 18. Like, wow.
Yeah. Big decision.
Okay. Any other situations where dual citizenship might work?
Let's say, I don't know, a like world famous scientist, super expert in renewable energy, wants to work in Vietnam. If they can really help, like with Vietnam's sustainability goals, there's a chance they could get dual citizenship.
So there's some wiggle room, but sounds like it's really specific case by case.
Yeah, definitely.
What about people who already have Vietnamese citizenship?
Okay.
And are thinking of getting a second passport?
That's where it gets a little more complicated. If a Vietnamese citizen like willingly gets citizenship from another country,
mm-hmm.
they could actually lose their Vietnamese citizenship.
Whoa, that's serious.
Yeah, it's a big risk.
So really got to think carefully before making any moves.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you're not sure,
mm-hmm.
best to get some legal advice, you know.
For sure. Talk to a firm like Harley Miller.
Yeah, exactly. They can help you, like, figure it all out.
Yeah, understand the ins and outs, make the right choices.
Gotcha. All right. So let's say someone really wants to become a Vietnamese citizen.
Okay.
What's that process like?
It's a multi-step thing.
Okay.
First, got to prove you've lived in Vietnam for at least 5 years.
Okay, so you got to be committed, like really living here.
Yeah, showing you're serious about it.
What else?
You got to speak Vietnamese fluently.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They'll interview you, make sure your language skills are good.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can see why that would be important.
Yeah, communication is key.
What about, like, financially?
Yeah. Financial stability is huge.
Okay.
You have to prove you can support yourself financially in Vietnam.
So no coming here and just hanging out on the beach with no income.
Uh-huh. All right. Got to show you can contribute to the economy.
Gotcha. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, fluent Vietnamese, financially stable. Anything else?
There's one more, and it's a big one.
Okay, hit me.
You got to be willing to give up your original citizenship.
Oh, wow. That is huge.
Yeah.
Really shows how seriously Vietnam takes this whole single citizenship thing.
Definitely, yeah.
Really got to understand what that means, you know?
Absolutely. Weigh all the pros and cons before taking that step.
Again, I imagine that's where legal guidance from a place like Harley Miller could really, you know, make a difference.
For sure. They can help you understand everything, make sure you're making the right choice.
Okay, so Vietnam's pretty strict on this dual citizenship thing, that's clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes you wonder, like, why? What's the reasoning?
So one big reason is they want a strong sense of national unity.
Okay, makes sense. Unity is important.
Yeah, especially in a country with, you know, a history of division and conflict.
Right, right.
Another thing is they're worried about legal and administrative issues.
Okay, like what kind of issues?
Let's say someone with dual citizenship commits a crime in Vietnam.
Wow.
Figuring out which country's laws apply, like who prosecutes them, that can get messy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Extradition treaties, conflicting legal systems, it's complicated.
So basically, it's about keeping things orderly, making sure the legal system works.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, we've covered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The rule, exceptions, the whole process, the reasons behind it.
Mm-hmm. We've been thorough.
Vietnam's got a very specific approach to citizenship, that's for sure.
Definitely, yeah.
But how does Vietnam compare to its neighbors in Southeast Asia?
Well, It's a mix, you know. Some countries, like the Philippines, are totally cool with dual citizenship.
Oh, interesting.
No problem having multiple nationalities
So
there.
it's not a universal no in Southeast Asia then.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, that's good to know.
But then you got other countries like Malaysia and Singapore, super strict, like Vietnam.
So Vietnam's kind of in line with some of its neighbors then.
Yeah,
It's
definitely.
interesting how different countries approach this.
For sure, there's no one right answer, I guess.
Now, I'm curious, what about Vietnam itself? Think they might loosen up on dual citizenship in the future?
There's definitely talk about it.
Really?
Yeah, Vietnam's economy is growing fast. They want foreign investment, expertise, you know.
Makes sense.
Relaxing the rules on dual citizenship could attract talented people from overseas.
Yeah, in today's world, attracting talent is key for growth.
Exactly.
What else is driving this potential change?
Well, there's the Vietnamese diaspora, millions of Vietnamese people living and working abroad. Many of them want closer ties with their home country.
Okay, so there's pressure from both inside and outside Vietnam for a more flexible approach.
Yeah,
But how likely is it that things will actually change?
don't get your hopes up too high. Any changes, if they happen at all, will probably be slow and limited.
So, baby steps, not a sudden shift.
Exactly. The government's usually pretty cautious with big policy changes.
Yeah, that's fair.
And this is a big one for sure.
Well, sounds like something we'll need to keep an eye on at Harley Miller.
Definitely. It's
Yeah.
always evolving.
All right, we've covered a ton on this fascinating topic.
Yeah, it's been a good discussion.
Let's do a quick recap of the key takeaways for our listeners.
That's good.
First off, Vietnam generally does not recognize dual citizenship. That's the biggie.
Right.
It's in the law, like fundamental.
Yeah, and there are exceptions, but they're limited and often have very specific rules,
Right, we talked about
like
this.
being a child of mixed nationality or bringing something really valuable to Vietnam.
Yeah, exactly. We also talked about how to become a Vietnamese citizen. It's quite demanding.
Definitely.
Long residency, fluent Vietnamese, financial stability, and you got to renounce your original citizenship.
That's the big one.
Yeah, not a decision to be taken lightly.
For sure.
And lastly, we went over why Vietnam is so strict on this whole dual citizenship thing. National unity, avoiding legal headaches, all that.
Yep, all valid reasons.
So the key takeaway for our listeners, if you're thinking about Vietnamese citizenship or getting a second passport as a Vietnamese national, think carefully.
Absolutely.
Weigh those pros and cons. And most importantly, get some professional legal advice.
Couldn't agree more.
A firm like Harley Miller can be a huge help there.
For sure, they can guide you through it all.
Now, I know we touched on the consequences of having dual citizenship in Vietnam without like official approval,
Yeah.
but I think we should dive a little deeper into that, you know?
Yeah, good idea. Let's explore that further. It's like you really got to understand the risks, you know?
Yeah.
We said Vietnam generally doesn't recognize dual citizenship.
Right.
And if you're like caught with multiple citizenships, no permission, things can get pretty serious.
Like what kind of serious? What are we talking?
Well, you could lose your Vietnamese citizenship.
Wow.
That means like no more living or working in Vietnam.
Yeah.
You might even have trouble just entering the country.
That's a lot, especially for people who've like built their lives here.
Exactly. It's not just losing your citizenship either.
Yeah.
You could face legal problems like fines, even jail time.
Whoa. Okay, so definitely not something to play around with.
Not at all.
So the message is, if you're not sure about your citizenship status, talk to someone.
Oh, absolutely. Get professional legal advice.
Like that's where Harley Miller comes in.
Exactly.
They've got experienced lawyers who know Vietnamese nationality law inside and out.
They really do.
They can help you like figure out your rights, what you need to do, make sure you're following all the rules.
Yeah, they'll make sure you're on the right side of the law.
Okay, listeners,
Yeah.
if you're feeling lost in this dual citizenship world, reach out to Harley Miller.
Yeah, they can guide you through it.
Now, I think it's time for a quick recap just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay, sounds good.
So, main point number one, Vietnam generally does not recognize dual citizenship.
That's the big one, yeah.
If you become a citizen of another country, you might lose your Vietnamese passport.
Gotta choose, basically.
Right. And point number two, there are a few exceptions, but they're pretty specific.
Yeah, like we talked about, the child with parents from different countries or someone bringing like unique skills to Vietnam.
Exactly. And point number three,
Yeah.
becoming a Vietnamese citizen is a whole process.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually means giving up your original citizenship.
Right. It's a serious commitment.
Not a decision to be made lightly.
Definitely not.
And finally, point number four, holding dual citizenship without official okay in Vietnam can have serious consequences. You could lose your Vietnamese citizenship, get into legal trouble. It's risky.
You really got to be sure.
All right, so we've established that. Don't mess around with this stuff.
Yeah, play it safe.
Now, I want to talk about something that I know is on a lot of people's minds.
Okay, what's that?
The future of dual citizenship in Vietnam. Like, will things ever change?
It's a good question, yeah.
We mentioned there are discussions about maybe relaxing the rules, but it's not going to be quick, right?
No, these things take time.
It's good that the government's at least thinking about it, though.
Yeah, it shows they're aware of the issues.
What could make them actually change the rules, do you think?
Well, Vietnam's economy is doing really well, right?
Yeah.
They want to attract foreign investment, talented people,
Yeah.
and letting people keep their original citizenship could help with that.
Right, makes sense.
Plus, there's the Vietnamese diaspora, all those people living abroad.
Yeah, they have a voice too.
They want closer ties with Vietnam, and dual citizenship could be a way to do that.
So there's pressure from both sides.
Yeah, inside and outside Vietnam.
But for now, it's important to understand the rules as they are and make smart decisions.
Exactly. Got to work with the system we have now.
And if you need help figuring it out, well, Harley Miller's the place to go.
They can definitely give you the right advice.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
Let's talk about permanent residency in Vietnam.
Okay, interesting.
It's connected to dual citizenship, comes up a lot.
Right. Lots of people want to know about that.
So what is permanent residency and how does it work here?
Basically, it lets foreigners live and work in Vietnam indefinitely, no visa needed.
Okay.
It's not full citizenship, but it has a lot of the same benefits.
Sounds pretty good. Like, what kind of benefits are we talking?
Well, you can live and work here without a visa. That's huge.
Yeah, that's a lot of freedom.
It gives you stability. You can open bank accounts, buy property. You even get access to some of the same social services as Vietnamese citizens.
So it was kind of like a golden ticket to Vietnam then.
In a way, yeah, but it's not just given out to anyone.
Okay, what do you have to do to get it?
You gotta have a good reason for living here, like work, investment, family. You also gotta prove you have a steady income and a place to live.
So there's a process, like with citizenship.
Yeah. It's not as tough as getting citizenship, but there's paperwork, documentation.
Okay.
You gotta show proof of your income, your housing, why you wanna live here permanently.
Sounds like it's worth getting some help with all that.
Oh, yeah, an immigration lawyer can be super helpful.
Okay.
They can help you get your documents together, make sure everything's filled out right, represent you if you have any interviews or hearings.
Makes sense. So, listeners, if you're thinking about making Vietnam your home, look into permanent residency.
Yeah, it's a good option.
And of course, Harley Miller can help you with the process.
They're the experts.
All right, now let's talk about the downsides of permanent residency.
The
Are there any like things to watch out for?
main thing is, you don't get to vote in Vietnam. Unlike citizens, you can't hold government positions or serve in the military either.
So there are some limits on your rights, basically.
Yeah, in terms of politics and civic stuff,
Anything else?
you also have to, like, report certain things to the authorities. If you move or if you travel outside Vietnam for a long time, you gotta let them know.
So a bit more paperwork than just being a tourist.
Right. But for a lot of people, the benefits of permanent residency outweigh those things.
Yeah, for sure. It's about finding what works for you.
Exactly.
Do you see a lot of interest in permanent residency these days?
Oh, yeah, definitely. More and more foreigners are making Vietnam their home.
Okay.
And permanent residency is really appealing to them.
Why do you think that is?
Vietnam has a lot going for it, you know? Beautiful country, great food, friendly people. Cost of living's not too bad, economy's booming.
Yeah.
Plus, the government wants foreign investment and skilled workers, so there are more opportunities for foreigners.
It's a good time to be here then.
It really is.
So, sounds like permanent residency is something to consider if you want to put down roots in Vietnam.
Definitely. It's a good path.
All right, let's do a quick comparison. Permanent residency versus citizenship.
Okay.
What are the big differences, and how can our listeners decide which one's right for them?
Good question. Let's break it down.
Okay, hit me.
The biggest difference is citizenship gives you full rights in Vietnam, like voting and holding office.
Right.
Permanent residency doesn't.
So that's important if you want to be really involved in Vietnamese society.
Exactly.
What else is different?
Citizenship's also more secure. Like,
Yeah.
you can't be deported or denied entry, permanent residents could face those risks in some situations.
So citizenship offers more protection.
Yeah, more peace of mind.
Anything else?
With citizenship, it can be easier to travel to some countries.
Oh, interesting.
Some countries have visa-free deals with Vietnam, but only for citizens.
So that's a perk.
It is.
Sounds like citizenship is better in a lot of ways.
In many ways, yeah.
They're probably harder to get, right?
Oh, yeah, much harder.
We talked about the requirements. They're pretty strict.
You got to be really integrated into Vietnamese society, speak the language, be financially stable.
Right.
And you got to give up your original citizenship, which is a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding. So how do people decide which one's right for them?
It depends on what you want, what your situation is. Okay. If you just want to live and work in Vietnam long term, permanent residency might be enough.
Makes sense.
But if you want to be a full part of Vietnamese society with all the rights and stuff, then citizenship's the way to go.
Okay, that's clear.
And of course, if you're not sure, Harley Miller can help you figure it out.
They can give you personalized advice, help you reach your goals.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on to another topic that often comes up with dual citizenship.
Okay, what's that?
Taxes.
Oh, yeah, everyone's favorite topic.
It's important, though, especially if you're living and working in multiple countries.
For sure. Got to be aware of your tax obligations.
So how does your citizenship and residency affect your taxes in Vietnam?
Generally, if you live in Vietnam, you pay Vietnamese income tax on all your income.
Yeah, okay.
Doesn't matter where you earned it, from a job here, investments overseas, rental property abroad, it's all tax.
So it's about residency, not citizenship. Even if you're not a Vietnamese citizen, if you're living here, you got to pay taxes.
That's right, as long as you're considered a tax resident.
How do they decide who's a tax resident?
They have a few rules, but the main one is the 183-day rule.
Yeah.
If you spend 183 days or more in Vietnam in a year, you're usually considered a tax resident.
So if you're working here full time, you're pretty much a tax resident.
Most likely, yeah.
But there are other things they look at, right?
Yeah, like where your main home is, your family ties, your financial interests.
It can get complicated.
It can. Yeah. Best to talk to an expert if you're not sure.
Now, what about dual citizenship? Does that affect your taxes here?
Not always. Your residency is the main thing for Vietnamese income tax.
Okay.
But having dual citizenship can make things tricky, especially if you're also a tax resident of another country.
The double taxation problem.
Exactly. You could end up paying taxes in both countries.
That's no fun.
Not at all.
So how do you avoid that?
Luckily, Vietnam has agreements with lots of countries to prevent double taxation.
Okay.
They're called double taxation agreements, or DTAs.
DTAs, okay.
They basically decide which country gets to tax your income, and they help you get tax credits or exemptions so you don't pay twice.
Sounds like it could still get confusing.
It can, yeah. A tax advisor can be a lifesaver in these situations.
Okay, so if you're dealing with dual citizenship, residency, or any international tax stuff, get some professional help.
Definitely, it's worth it.
All right, I think we've covered a lot today.
We have, yeah.
Dual citizenship, permanent residency, the legal side, the practical side. It's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's important information.
Before we finish, let's go over the key takeaways one more time.
Good idea.
Number one, dual citizenship is not recognized in Vietnam, generally.
Right, that's the starting point.
There are a few exceptions, but they're specific.
Yeah, and not easy to get.
Number two, becoming a Vietnamese citizen is a long process, and you usually have to give up your other citizenship.
It's a big decision.
Number three, having dual citizenship without permission in Vietnam can have serious consequences.
You could lose your Vietnamese citizenship, face legal issues. It's not worth the risk.
And lastly, number four, understand your tax obligations in Vietnam, especially if you're a resident.
Yeah, taxes are important.
So listeners, if you're thinking about dual citizenship, permanent residency, or anything related to nationality in Vietnam, get some professional advice.
Talk to a lawyer, talk to a tax advisor, make sure you're doing things right.
Harley Miller can help you with all that. They're the expert.
They are. They can guide you through it all.
All right. That brings us to the end of our deep dive on dual citizenship in Vietnam.
It's been a great discussion.
I've learned a lot. I hope our listeners have too.
I'm sure they have.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll see you next time for another episode of Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights. You know, it's been great talking about the law and all.
Yeah.
But we got to remember, like, dual citizenship, it's about people too.
Right.
Their identity, where they feel they belong.
It's more than just rules and regulations. It's personal.
Exactly. For some people, having two citizenships is a way to, like, honor their heritage.
Yeah.
Stay connected to different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
It's about feeling at home in more than one place.
It can be really meaningful.
And for Vietnamese people living abroad, especially those who, left during difficult times,
Yeah, I understand.
dual citizenship could be a way to reconnect with Vietnam,
Yeah.
rebuild relationships. Like, it's powerful.
It is. It's about bringing people together, recognizing their journeys.
Okay, I think we've covered pretty much everything on dual citizenship in Vietnam.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's been a really informative deep dive.
Definitely, we've gone deep.
From the legal nitty-gritty to the personal stories, hopefully our listeners have a much better understanding now.
I think so. We've covered it all.
Big thanks to our expert for all the insights today.
My pleasure. Happy to help.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights.
We appreciate you tuning in.
If you have any questions about dual citizenship or any other legal stuff in Vietnam, don't hesitate to reach out to Harley Miller.
We're here to help.
We can guide you through it all.
Absolutely.
Until next time.